of language learning fleshed out, now what we need to settle is how we can get those. The fact is that a lot of people, and in fact a lot of traditional language learning systems, will put up a fight against these natural language learning mechanisms. But I refuse to do that. Here are the things that I'm going to emphasize from a standpoint of your demeanor toward language learning. Passion for the language. Connection to the content. Immersion rather than arbitrary rote memorization. Confidence in your ability to speak. Willingness to go out of your comfort zone. You need a passion for the language if you want to learn it. Even a fake one, if you have to conjure one up out of thin air. At the beginning, learning a language is going to be awful. You're not going to know anything. You're going to be extremely lost and confused. You have to care enough about the language that you're working with that can just make you keep going with it, even through rough patches and plateaus. Next, you need a connection to the content if you generally want to retain it. I find that in a lot of people, the only way for them to remember something is if they find that to some degree they care about it. This doubles up on the first point by reinforcing the idea that if you care about something, you're more likely to both work hard on it and to retain it. Then you need immersion rather than rote memorization, because immersion is going to teach you to use the language everywhere and use context to figure out new words and sounds. This is how we naturally learn our first languages, and it's how we can naturally learn even more if we manage to tap into that primitive light bulb notion of making things click and making gears simply turn. This builds upon the first and second points, because I insist that you immerse yourself in topics that you care about and help you to seek them out. You need confidence in your ability to speak, not in your ability to speak the language. You're going to be awful at the language for a long time. You need to accept that. A long time could be any number of measures, from a month to several years. You have to realize that your reinforcement and your feedback is only going to come by speaking to people you've never spoken to before in a language that you're not entirely comfortable in. By getting out of that comfort zone and getting comfortable being wrong, as well as by accepting that you will often flub up in seemingly simple ways, you will become a better speaker of the language even faster. Lastly, you need willingness to go out of your comfort zone. This is something that only you can give yourself. I can harp on how important this and that thing is all that I want, but ultimately, it's up to you to summon the willpower to actually make something happen for yourself in the context of language learning. You'll need to summon a lot of willpower. In fact, this method is fast and easy, but it's most certainly not a time saver. If you want to learn a language in 10 minutes per day, you should relegate yourself to barely knowing the language in 4 years' time. If you want to learn it faster, you have to accept that your entire world will be in that language now, to the extent that you can make it so. And you have to accept that you're going to be spending an hour or two working in that language, translating both to and from, and that's not even including any time that you spend talking to your tutor. But if you follow through with this method, I can guarantee you that you'll be a great speaker of whatever language it is that you want to speak. Chapter 2, Break Down the Language. This is the single most important part of this entire book. Regardless of how you decide to learn after this, whether you decide to go an immersive route or more traditional route, it will help you immensely in your journey if you break down the language that you're working with, as well as language in a general sense, so that you better understand exactly what you're working with. I'd liken it somewhat to building a house on uneven land. You're going to need a solid foundation in place, regardless of whether the house that you build on it is in the Gothic style, the Colonial style, the Tudor style, or the Southwestern style. The foundation of your language will be built in two parts: understanding the concepts of language in general, which I'm going to help you with in this chapter, as well as understanding the concepts of language specific to your own, which is something that's going to require some time spent in personal study and reflection on the language. You also need this foundation in order to build whatever house you're trying to build. If you try to build a house without a foundation, it's going to fall apart, okay? And that's truer than pretty much everything for this super immersion heavy manner of learning. If you don't set aside time in order to focus in and learn these basic building blocks of the language, you're not going to succeed, okay? Point blank. You'll be weighed down by the intermediate difficulty of the sources you'll be surrounding yourself with, and you'll fail to understand a lot of the nuance involved with the language. See, the reason this works is because language serves a single purpose among people. It came about for one reason, and one reason solely: to communicate information, okay? And because of this, it is very good at that specific purpose. And language offers many nuances between them all in order to discuss the caveats of a basic situation. You can take a basic phrase, sure, but you can also add a lot of detail. The boy is tossing the ball could become the young boy is tossing